I'm Marty Moscoen. Welcome back to Radio Times. There are some plans in the very early stages to create the Music Hall of Fame and Museum here in Philadelphia to celebrate the city's rich musical heritage. One of the boosters is Congressman Bob Brady, who is quoted in the Philadelphia Inquirer saying, "It really pisses me off that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not in Philadelphia." Truth is, it would be very easy to fill a music museum here in Philadelphia when you think of all the musicians with ties to the city, from Bessie Smith to The Roots to Bobby Rydell. Well, we have three guests who have compiled their picks for this yet-to-be-built building, and they join us on Radio Times. Two of them are here with us in our Philadelphia studio, and let me introduce them to you. Deanna Williams is an award-winning radio host. You can hear her show on Old School 100.3, her show called Soulful Sunday. She's also the president of the Philadelphia chapter of the Recording Academy, co-founder of Black Music Month, and if that weren't enough, a celebrity strategist with her company, Influence Entertainment. Deanna Williams, nice to have you with us on Radio Times. A great pleasure.
My honor.
Also with us is Francis Davis. He's a music historian. He's an author. Won a Grammy back in 2008 for his liner notes for a Miles Davis record. And Francis Davis, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Nice to see you, Marty.
Nice to see you as well. And joining us from Cleveland is Greg Harris. He's president and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. He is a Philadelphia native, in fact, co-founded the Philadelphia Record Exchange. And Greg Harris, nice to have you with us on Radio Times as well.
Marty, my pleasure. And by the way, the record store is celebrating its 30th anniversary. It's still open.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I guess another reason to have this museum here in Philadelphia. Well, to you, Greg, and picking up on what Bob Brady said, how come Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, got this museum and Philadelphia is still struggling to get one?
Yeah. Well, Bob Brady has sent me letters and called me, so he is passionate about this. The reason it ended up in Cleveland, those might remember, 20 years ago when cities were being looked at for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Memphis was considered, New Orleans, Philly, Chicago, Cleveland. Philly had a lot of rallies and celebrations for it. Cleveland did the same thing, had a great claim to the history of rock and roll, and they put together a public-private partnership to build this wonderful building. And to really be a magnet for the history of rock and roll. And in that time, 10 million people have passed through our front doors here in Cleveland.
That's right. But it takes, obviously, coordination, preparation, planning. What I hear you saying, public-private partnership. And, Deanna, you're saying you're nodding your head.
I recall when they were coming going to the various cities. And good morning, Greg, by the way. Shout out to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've been there. I'm one of those 10 million people that have visited your fabulous institution. However, I remember Ahmet Erdogan, who was the founder of Atlantic Records, co-founder, was a very good friend of mine. And I recall when he came to Philadelphia, and it really boiled down to who came up with the most money. Cleveland, like Greg just said, that public-private partnership worked there. The other cities weren't able to pull it off. Although I still maintain it should have been in Philadelphia. We have a deeper, greater musical history, Greg. You know that. You went to Temple.
As a native, I'd love to be there right now, but I'm loving Cleveland. And to elaborate just a hair, because the goal is to build something in Philly. What carried it for Cleveland wasn't just the connection and the passion. It was a true business plan, how they were going to fund it, how they were going to sustain it, what it was going to mean to the city. And I hate to pour salt on a wound, but in those 20 years, our economic impact to the region out here has been $2 billion. Wow. It's been staggering.
I'm sure. I'm positive.
Well, I guess another reason to have something like this. Francis, let me get you in on the conversation. And I should say to our listeners, there is no building yet. There are just talks and some very beginning noises being made about putting something like this in the city. A good thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be a good thing. But I have to ask, would it just be a Philadelphia Hall of Fame? A Philadelphia Music Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Though, right.
I mean, I think rock and roll has become a pretty nebulous term. I mean, It's more like pop at this point again. But anyway.
This is for Philadelphia.
For Philadelphia only. So why would people come here to see it? Let me ask that. Let me play the devil's advocate here.
Oh, because we have a rich musical heritage in every genre of music, from opera to jazz to classical to hip-hop to R&B, neoclassical, you call it, whatever genre it is.
Right, but I...
We have that history here in Philadelphia.
But I'm a native Philadelphian, you know, so I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But how is that different from... I don't know, well, off the top of my head, Memphis.
Oh, no, Memphis has a museum.
Los Angeles.
Memphis has the Stax Museum.
Yeah,
Los Angeles has.
Yeah, right,
well,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
on those
yeah.
cities to do their own museums. But
why
talking
would somebody
about
come here? That's what
why
I'm trying to
ask. Celebrate
yeah.
the music yeah. of this great city. It's a music mecca. It remains such. And as Greg can attest, Philadelphia has a great legacy, from Cameo Parkway Records to Gamble and Huff and the Sound of Philadelphia and all the artists that came from there. I think some cities more than others, and we are one of those cities that just has a great tradition. And given the fact that we were the first capital of the United States, the musical history started here before anywhere else.
Well, with Francis Johnson, for example.
It started here.
Well, Francis Johnson, literally, it did start. Okay.
It started here.
Are you being just devil's advocate, or are you really sort of poo-pooing this idea?
No, I'm not poo-pooing this idea. I'm just trying to keep it realistic. And also, perhaps not, something I've always noticed about Philadelphia, I've lived here my whole life, but
so
something I've participated in. There's a kind of parochialism, you know, just claiming Philadelphia artists and being interested only in Philadelphia artists, not to the exclusion of anybody else, but you know, there's a kind of boosterism that strikes me as a kind of small town kind of thing. And Philadelphia ain't a small town. You know?
I'm an Angels advocate here, and I say that we need to celebrate the music of this region, and there's a plethora of artists, as I indicated, in every genre. So why not? I say yes, anything that is going to, as Greg mentioned, look at the boom that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame being in Cleveland. What did you say? $2 billion?
Something like that.
Something yes. like that. A whole lot of money. And that could come to our city. Why not?
Well, go ahead, Greg.
I think Francis does have a good point. The reason ours is so impactful is because over 90% of our visitors come from outside the region. They come from all over the world, 100 foreign countries in all 50 states. So a Philly one, I would guess it would draw from the region. It would draw from the suburbs. It would draw from people that have a passion and affinity for Philly music, whatever the era and genre. But as a worldwide singular place, that's a role that we fill here as the only Rock and Roll Hall of Fame museum in the world.
Well, we could keep talking, but I want to play some music here. Let's get to the music. And I have to say that we asked our guests to give us a list of people that could be or should be in this to-be-erected Music Hall of Fame. We could not do all their music because it would have taken probably the rest of the day to play it all. But we picked a couple, and we want to play a couple of selections. And Deanna, you picked Bunny Sigler and a song called Everybody Needs Good Lovin'. What should we listen for?
Bunny Sigler, he wrote for Patti LaBelle. He himself was an artist. He was part of the Sound of Philadelphia. And I think he's one of the more underrated producer, songwriter, artists in our city.
Well, let's give it a listen. Deanna Williams, one of her picks for a Philadelphia musician who should be in a Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to argue with that. Francis, you picked John Coltrane, A Love Supreme.
Yeah, an
obvious. How could you not, right?
An obvious choice, I guess. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I mean, you could have picked many other Coltrane things, but Coltrane was the obvious choice, I think.
Well, let's give that a listen. Francis Davis's pick, John Coltrane, A Love Supreme. We should also tell our listeners who else is performing on this song.
Yeah, McCoy Tyner on piano, who's from West Philadelphia. I grew up in West Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure I was born here, too. And Jimmy Garrison on bass, another Philadelphian, who replaced Reggie Workman, who was a Philadelphian also. And Elvin Jones from Detroit, actually, on drums. Otherwise, it would be an all-Philadelphia quartet, I just realized, yeah.
And John Coltrane lived in Philadelphia for a period of time.
Yeah, in Strawberry Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you want to add something to that, Greg?
Oh, no, I'm just enjoying it.
Fair enough. Aren't we all? I mean, and this is just, you know, one of, and I'm looking at you, Deanna, it's sort of one of a number of jazz greats in this city.
The list is growing here, Greg. The names are growing. The names are growing. And you've got an impressive list as well that I'm excited to hear from.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a very short break and then we'll get back to our conversation and talking about Philadelphia's musical legacy, musical heritage. Deanna Williams here with us in our Philadelphia studio. She's got a radio show here in Philadelphia on Old School 100.3, her show called Soulful Sunday. And again, she's also the president of the Philadelphia chapter of the Recording Academy, co-founder of Black Music Month. Also with us here in our Philadelphia studio is Francis Davis. He's a Grammy-winning music historian. And joining us from Cleveland is Greg Harris, a Philadelphia native, currently president and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to take a very short break, and we do want to play one of your songs, Greg, after this very short break. Also open up the lines at 1-888-477-9499. We want your picks to go in a Philadelphia Music Hall of Fame. Call us. 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org. And you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. And do stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moscoen talking with Francis Davis, Deanna Williams, and Greg Harris about who should be in a Philadelphia Music Hall of Fame. It doesn't exist yet, but one can fantasize. And I do want to play one of the songs, Greg, that you picked for us to play, and all of you had quite a long list. This is Bill Haley and the Comets. This is their 1954 hit single. We're going to rock around the clock. Let's give it a quick listen.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. What did you glad rags on? Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
So, Greg Harris, this was one of your picks. Hard to argue with it. What do you want to say about that?
You know, it sounds almost saccharine today, but in its day, it was revolutionary. To use this in the soundtrack for Blackboard Jungle and have moviegoers rioting in 1954 and 1955 in theaters around the world is pretty remarkable. Really to just bring that attitude and swagger forward is incredible. And I think we're a little desensitized because it was used so much in TV soundtracks and other things. But the song itself, when it came out, it really was incendiary. And for that, I picked it.
Yeah. And Francis, I know you want to add something to that.
Yeah. And that summer that it came out, or that it was on the charts in 55, I would have been 8 or 9. And I think my goal in life, inspired by my cousin Tommy, was to be a juvenile delinquent, you know. And he and his friends, they had, you know, like, look after me one day. And they went to a matinee of Blackboard Jungle. And it was just, I was sure I'd heard the song before, maybe. But just to hear it over these theater speakers, and, you know, because I had never heard live music at that point. But suddenly it's images filling the screen and you're hearing rock around the clock. It really did sound revolutionary, you know, even though it does sound a little hokey now, I admit. But that's a question, too. Was Bill Haley was from Chester, right, Greg?
That's correct.
Yeah. So does Chester and Norristown and places
like
that?
I think it can.
Okay, yeah. Because
yeah, we don't want to be too
confusing.
Strict about
Even it's the region.
Delaware.
It's the Del Valley. It counts.
Does Upper Darby work? Does
absolutely.
Todd
Rundgren
work?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Todd Rundgren from Upper Darby? Yeah. Okay,
yes,
yeah,
he counts.
And we can go even beyond
Joan
that.
Joan Jett in Wynwood?
Yes.
Well, maybe part of New Jersey, too. Our half of New Jersey against New York's half of New Jersey. Okay.
I like that.
The Pennsylvania part of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Let me read what people said on our Facebook page. I posted it yesterday, and this is the list that our Facebook people came up with. Ethel Waters, Jimmy Smith, Stanley Clarke, Jim Croce, Hall & Oates, The Hooters, Gamble & Huff, Todd Rundgren, John Sebastian, Grover Washington Jr., Coltrane, Eddie Lang, Joe Fanuti, Jimmy Bruno, Pat Martino, blah, 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 Jimmy Smith, and Joey DeFrancesco. So a long list of people coming in as well. I do want to put another one of your songs on, Deanna. This is Ready or Not, Here I Come. This is from the Delphonics. Mm. Anything you want us to listen to while we listen to this?
Well, no. The great group, the Delphonics, Gamble and Huff, they grew up with Gamble. Poogie, they call him Poogie, William Hart, and also Tom Bell. So this was an interesting group because Gamble had an influence on the group, as did his other partner, other than Leon Huff, Tom Bell. So, yes.
1968.
Great group, the Delphonics.
Let's listen. Again, Ready or Not, Here I Come.
Yeah,
the Delphonics.
Oh
my gosh,
memories.
And you were saying as we were listening to this, Deanna, about all the people, excuse me, they're sampling this stuff and sort of
Hip-hop artists love this music, and they have, from Kanye West to Jay-Z, they have sampled a lot of the Gamble Huff and Tom Bell catalog. Right. Lots of artists, not just in hip-hop, R&B, all genres.
Greg, anything you want to, we've been chatting in here, anything you want to add to what we just heard?
Sure, I'm tipping my hand to Herrick because of an upcoming pick, but I think Daryl Hall might be playing on that song.
You think?
He recorded with the Delphonics, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Which is very, very cool. He did session work there as a young guy. Overall, yeah, all of our list, I'm sure, had Gamble and Huff and Tom Bell and all that stuff that came out of it. That's a must for anybody building a museum or just having a great song on a summer day.
I love the exhibition that you guys have in the museum dedicated to Gamble and Huff and the Philly Sound.
Yeah, the Philly Sound. Francis, you picked a Billie Holiday singing. This is it's a Hungarian pop song called Gloomy Sunday.
Well, I picked Billie Holiday. I didn't pick Gloomy Sunday, frankly. I would prefer something more upbeat.
Oh, but dear.
Anyway.
Well,
okay,
what
but
we have.
I said, okay, you know.
But anyway. She was born here.
Yeah, see, that's the interesting thing. She was born here. She didn't, as a child, spend much time here. And if you read Lady Sings the Blues, her autobiography from 55, 56 or so, I think she didn't know she was born in Philadelphia. I mean, you know, Sadie, her mother, lived in Baltimore. But this was subsequent research came up with a birth certificate that she was born at one of the hospitals here in Philadelphia.
And she's about
and she
to
came
be.
Back.
Yeah, she came back and she lived here for a period of time. She is about to be receive a star on the Walk of Fame from the PMA. That's coming
oh,
up in the fall.
Oh, she's not there yet. I didn't realize.
No, they're doing
because,
it
see,
in the fall.
It's recent knowledge, or fairly recent, the last 15 years or
there's
so.
There's a plaque up. Yeah, there's a yeah. plaque mm-hmm. where yeah. she lived by the Historical yeah. Society. Mm-hmm. So she yeah. did live here for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen. It's a gloomy song. It's called Gloomy Sunday, but let's give it a listen. This is Billie Holiday. Holiday singing Gloomy Sunday. Now, Francis Davis, you picked Billie Holiday, not necessarily this song.
Oh, I like the song, but I have just, you know, the tragic Billie Holiday is so sort of, you know, emphasized. There was also a lighthearted, swinging kind of yeah. Billie Holiday. But anyway, listen, about Gloomy Sunday, when I was a kid, I used to hear people, I don't know if this was true, but people believed you couldn't hear Gloomy Sunday on the radio because the story was that people would drive their cars off bridges and things like that. It's a suicide song.
Mm-mm. It's sad.
It's sad.
Very
yeah,
sad.
Right? It's a suicide song. Think of joining you. I mean, you know, one. You know, it's a suicide song. And I didn't remember. I didn't know that it was Hungarian. Huh.
Well,
I don't know.
I
never thought about it. Yeah.
Greg, let me go to you, and then we're going to get to callers, and I have many more comments here as well. You had a very long list for us, Greg, and we picked out Daryl Hall and John Oates. You mentioned them earlier. I Can't Go for That, No Can Do. This is off their 1981 album, Private Eyes. I'm not sure it needs any kind of introduction from you, but why did you pick it?
You know, I picked them again because of the Hall & Oates, because of their history and connection and their lineage with all the other great Philly soul. Just wonderful, wonderful band. Song-wise, that was a producer pick, and I like it. It gets the great vocal harmony, and let's listen to it.
Indeed, let's listen. Thank you. Well, Greg Harris, I don't know if you're dancing up there in that studio in Cleveland, but we are here.
Yeah, you know, for all these things, we talk about impact and influence, but a piece that's not to be lost is they're the best-selling duo of all time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned sampling in the last piece. They've been sampled a ridiculous number of times, and they've got, you know, there's a longevity to the music, and they're still cranking it out, and they're still vital.
They're still touring. They're partners, and they're one of the most enduring partnerships in music. There are not many groups that, well, other than Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some, but we have to give them a shout-out. And, Greg, we need to give everybody on this call a shout-out as well in this interview, because we're all Temple University grads.
We're all, so as a board member herself, yes, we are.
I dropped out.
Love it.
Okay, we're all Temple University former students.
Yeah.
So I dropped out for a couple years, but then went back. And Hall & Oates also attended Temple.
Oh, yes, they did. That's what I'm saying. No, all of us. All of us went to Temple.
Spent time at Temple University. Yes. And one little quick thing, Greg. We were just noticing how great it is to have that nice, long intro, you know, to before a song like that.
Built it up.
Yes, exactly. Let me get some callers and a lot of people that want to join the conversation. We have Ginny from Overbrook joining us. Hi, Ginny. Oh. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hold on. Sorry.
Hello, Ginny?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to get there.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're...
Hi.
Okay, go
hi.
Ahead. You're on the air now, Ginny. We're all ears.
Oh, sorry. Hi. I think a list would not be complete without Larry Magid. Larry Magid,
the concert promoter,
founder of Electric Factory, mm-hmm. also a Temple University person.
That's right.
yep, I think Larry's should be at the top of the list.
Okay, and that's Larry Magid. No, you're welcome.
I'll grab that one.
Go ahead, Greg.
You know, there's people that are on stage. And then there's those in the studio, and there's others that really grew music in Philly. And Larry Magid's a great one. You could talk about, you know, Jerry Blavitt, hands down. You could talk about a lot of folks that had that impact and influence offstage. I think today we're talking about the performers, right?
Yes. Yeah, but it's, you know, it goes far afield. Francis.
I just wanted to put a word in for High Lit.
Oh,
and
sure.
Georgie Woods and Jimmy Bishop and people like that. Yeah, High
Ski. And the Geeter.
Yeah. The Geeter.
The Geeter, the boss with the hot sauce.
Yes.
My neighbor. Okay.
Well, it's funny. The Philadelphia Orchestra talks about their Philadelphia sound, and we've been covering a lot of different kinds of music here. Do you think there is a Philadelphia sound if we're talking rock and roll, we're talking soul, we're talking jazz? Is there something Philly about that?
Well, I think when folks mention the sound of Philadelphia, they're typically referring to Gamble, Huff, Tom Bell, that sound of Philadelphia, because that was TSOP was part of the claim for the label. But the Philadelphia Orchestra, definitely part of that. Philly Pops, Peter Nero, all of those people should be in this fantasy Philadelphia Hall of Fame that we're talking about.
How about for jazz? I mean, that covers a lot of
Well,
sure, yeah. But I mean, I think one of the first people should be Sikowski. Who was
definitely
the most famous conductor in America at one point? Who, you know, led the Philadelphia Orchestra.
So
created
that sound.
Created that sound.
How about for you, Greg?
You know, from the more on the rock and roll side, Philly music always has this blend. You know, it's not just straight ahead soul. It's combined, and it always has a great feeling. That's why bands like the Roots synthesize it so well. But you know, when you think about the Soul Survivors, and kind of that thread. The other piece from a distance, Philadelphians, they love connecting yesterday and today, and it might be because it being the nation's capital and history's all around, but it's very much alive. It's not, it informs everything that people are doing. And from a distance, I feel that in the music.
Well, we have an email from Ellen. She says, why don't we put a spin on the name and create a Rock and Roll Hall of Blame, highlighting all the misdeeds, mistakes, etc. in the history of rock and roll. That's just a hook. Along with the blame, we can also have the fame, too.
It would be like the Mutter Museum of music or something. I mean, is she thinking of payola? Or, I have no idea.
I don't know, but it's a novel idea. And since this place doesn't exist yet, I guess we can all fantasize. Well, let's take another short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation. conversation, back to music as well. And we are talking about the fact that if, when Philadelphia has a Philadelphia Music Museum and Hall of Fame, who should be inducted into this museum? Talking with Greg Harris. He's a Philadelphia native, president and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Deanna Williams, she's a radio personality here, president of the Philadelphia chapter of the Recording Academy, and also Francis Davis, a jazz critic and a winner of a Grammy. We're going to take a very short break and then get back to our conversation. Lines open at 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. Who would you induct into the Music Hall of Fame here in Philadelphia? Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss Cohen. I wish our listeners could hear the conversation we've been having off the air, because we've been talking about all the people that we're not going to play, that we're not even going to talk about, have not been included, but should be included in this fantasy museum. And Deanna mentioned two DJs. In fact, they've been guests on Radio Times, at King Britt and Rich Medina, that should be, I guess, acknowledged. But we could acknowledge, I think, a lot of
people. And Jazzy Jeff. We have to acknowledge Jazzy Jeff, right? Because he was the first DJ artist that received a Grammy. When we're speaking of the Recording Academy, is also known as the Grammy organization that I am the president of, the local chapter. Nice. And they were the first to win a Grammy in the category of rap when it was first established in the Recording Academy. So Jazzy Jeff lives in Delaware, right, but he's from Philadelphia, as is Will Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, they belong in there too.
So Francis, would you go to this museum that we are building on the air here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, I might not go regularly, but I mean, I would go.
And I think we would attract also the tourists that come from all over the world. I don't think it would just be a regional attraction. I do believe that when people come to Philadelphia, they want to see the Liberty Bell and all of our great historic sites. But I believe a museum of the nature that we're describing would also be a strong attraction.
Well, Deanna, let me go back to you, because you picked another song. And I should say our guest picked a whole bunch of songs. You picked Gene Karn, and I guess we picked Don't Let It Go to Your Head.
Gene Karn, Don't Let It Go to Your Head. Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff wrote and produced this from the 1978 album Happy to Be With You. And I'm happy to say that Gene Karn now lives in West Philadelphia. She was the only artist that was signed to Gamble and Huff and to Berry Gordy. In fact, when her deal was up at Philadelphia International, Gamble personally called Berry Gordy and had her signed over there.
Wow.
So, and I must say, Gene is godmother to Gamble and I. Kenny Gamble is my ex, and our oldest son, Khalif, she is the godmother to our oldest son. So.
Well, we are all ears.
Love Gene Karn.
She has a fantastic voice. Yes. Gene Karn, Don't Let It Go to Your Head.
So she belongs in there too.
Okay. Don't Let It Go to Your Head. She should be in the Philadelphia Music Museum and Hall of Fame. Let me read an email from Julian. He's host of XPN Sleepy Hollow, responding to why Why have this museum in Philadelphia? Who's going to come? This is to you, Francis. Philadelphia's jazz history alone is enough for a museum. It could easily be argued that Philly is right up there with New Orleans, New York City, and Chicago as one of the epicenters of jazz.
No. No, not Chicago, certainly. No. Listen, people started off here. They sometimes, the next person will hear, they come here to live fairly late in life. But Chicago has this rich thing with the Austin High Gang. I won't even explain who these people are. The AACM, you know, I mean.
You're saying
it's,
no.
It's not the same. No. But, I mean, people would visit it. It's just I don't think it would be on the level of the Cleveland Rock and Roll
Well, you,
Hall of Fame.
On your list, was Sun Ra,
yeah.
Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
Sun Ra. And we picked out Space is the Place. I guess why not?
Great
right?
song.
That's
Great
a
song.
Signature song.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was a signature song. And Sun Ra, by the way, he came here fairly late in life. I think he moved here in 1969 or something, but stayed here the rest of the time. And another person like that would be, we haven't mentioned him, but Grover Washington Jr.
From Buffalo, originally. Right, but he lived here
until
the end
yeah,
of his life.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, let's give a little listen. This is Sun Ra, Space is the Place. Philadelphia Sun Ra, title song from his 1973 album Space is the Place, a nominee for the to-be-built Philadelphia Music Museum and Hall of Fame from our guest Francis Davis. I want to go to you, Greg, and then I do want to get to our callers. We have a lot of people that want to join the conversation.
Sure.
You picked Stickmen, and I guess we picked Crash My Dome. Why did you pick Stickmen first?
I was trying to think of bands that were in different eras. And there was vibrant, great music in Philly in the 80s on sort of the punk and the hardcore side with bands like Bunny Drums, Executive Slacks, Ruin, the Sick Kids, and Autistic Behavior. But the Stickmen, you know, they kind of grabbed it, and they inserted James Brown into punk rock with a whole bunch of swagger. And in a way, a little bit of Sun Ra, too.
Hmm.
So let's hear it. You'll see. It's funky. It's hard driving. And to me, it's pure Philly.
Let's listen.
Cut, I'm trash, I don't want to got a hot hose in the rip before. Been to something that happened on the hall. Look over there, let's see what's back my door. Do I get up on? Out, it'll crash my door. Up, which drive me home.
Something for everybody, and that is Greg Harris's one of his many nominations for the Phantom Philadelphia Music Museum and Hall of Fame. We have a lot of people that want to join the conversation. In fact, let me get Evan from looks like Lafayette Hill to join us. Evan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to see some recognition for my old next door neighbor from Germantown, Silly Joe Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
You got two big yeses from our guests, including Francis Davis.
Yeah, well, Philly Joe has another foothold in Philadelphia history. He was among the first African-American PTC, as it was called at the time, Philadelphia Transportation Company, drivers. And, if you go back to the newspapers from, like, it was during World War II.
Oh, wow.
It was the only way that got integrated. But yeah, he was there on the cover of one of the papers anyway. But yeah, he was one of the first streetcar drivers, and he lost a job, the story goes, because he used to there was a club at 10th and Market, and he used to stop the trolley when it wasn't very busy or crowded and go in and sit in.
nice story.
It was the Downbeat Club.
That's
anyway.
Story.
But yeah,
but you said yes, Deanna, right?
Yeah, definitely. Philly Joe Jones, a very influential drummer. Mm-hmm. And again, this list is growing, and we love the listeners calling in with additional names, because Greg and Francis and I we each submitted five, and we're talking about three of them. So there's so many people, right, which goes to illustrate why Philadelphia deserves and needs a museum that celebrates its own.
Well, Deanna, I have to say, you're the only one that submitted five. Greg Harris must have submitted 20.
I followed the rules.
I tried to, and I couldn't.
And Francis also failed.
It was hard, though. It was very tough.
Well, I did six, and then I did also,
exactly.
You can see.
Exactly. Yeah, we understand.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Barty.
Yeah, let me get Greg from Doylestown to join us. Hi, Greg. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I think an excellent submission would be Rosetta Hightower, who was lead vocalist for an all-female group called the Orlones in the 60s. They had a hit called South Street that made
Meet
it kind of big on the Billboard chart.
No, the Orlones.
Oh, yeah. Orlones, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
And she also is one of the leading backing vocalists on Joe Cocker's With Little Help From My Friends, and after that went on to do backing vocals for, I believe, several John Lennon songs. So she definitely branched out.
She goes
out
on the list.
Nice.
Greg, you want to add anything to that?
No.
I'm sorry, Greg, our caller. This is to Greg Harris, our guest.
Oh.
I think we should hear more callers, but somebody's got a call about, Charlie Gracie and Chubby Checker.
Mm-hmm. And Dee Dee Sharp.
The Dovells. It's the list. I think that Francis will attest, when we made this, you did the top five, and then you did the much longer list.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I did a top six. I couldn't decide between. Anyway, yeah, but yeah. I felt bad. I mean, but I didn't want to. And even at that, I forgot to mention, say Ethel Waters, because I didn't know if we were counting, the nearby.
We have rules,
towns.
And then we break, the rules. So let me see what Kenneth from Overbrook has to say. Hi, Kenneth, go ahead. You're on Radio Times.
Yes, I'm calling from Overbrook, of course. And in my travels from Atlanta, Chicago, and everywhere else, I've did a consensus myself. And I found that most people love the singing groups that come out of Philadelphia on the romantic side. Like when you played the Delphonics, you can't mention them without saying the Stylistics. And one of my greatest groups of all time, and I hope you play this song, The Intruders with their super hit, I'll Always Love My Mama.
Oh,
maybe
dear.
Maybe you'll give us a blast of that.
Well, Kenneth,
I would love... That's a group that deserves to be in that Hall of Fame.
Well, fair enough. I apologize that we won't be able to play the music, but I heard Greg Harris go, yeah.
Yeah, if I could sing, I'd sing it for you. But I immediately just thought of, Love Is Like a Baseball Game.
Three strikes, you're out. Yeah. Cowboys to Girls.
Cowboys to Girls.
Yeah, all that Gamble Huff stuff, which is really rich. But those are great suggestions, so thank you so much. And shout out to Overbrook, because your community alone has given us great musicians. Bill Jolly, who is an Emmy Award-winning producer, songwriter, native Philadelphian, went to Westchester. He is from Philadelphia, and he belongs on that list as well.
Let me read a couple of more comments. Mario Lanza, Dead Milkman. What about Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle, the queen. She's performing tonight. She's opening up the Dell music season this evening tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Brecker Brothers, another one. Mm. Rufus Harley.
Yeah, Rufus Harley, bagpipes.
Let me get another caller. This is looks like James from Levittown joining us on Radio Times. Hi, James. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I actually live in Philly now. So,
okay.
I want to just throw out Clifford Brown to add to the jazz list.
Yes.
He died at a young age, but it's kind of one of the great what-ifs of jazz history. If he had lived longer, he'd be right up there with Coltrane. But I just think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Francisco. Well, the only reason I didn't include him on my list was, again, I didn't know if Wilmington counted. I did, Jimmy Smith from Norristown, you know, like, I mean, yeah. I would have, yeah. That would have made my list even longer, though, Marty, so just be glad I didn't know.
Okay. Be grateful for that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, certainly
but
Clifford
thank
Brown.
You
yeah.
for that mm-hmm. suggestion. Yeah. Clifford Brown and Strings, one of the greatest albums of all time.
And there were so many, like, we haven't talked about teachers, and one who sticks out for me is a guy named Dennis Sandoli, who was a guitarist in the 40s with Charlie Burnett, but is much more famous as a teacher of Coltrane. Uh-huh. Pat Martino, very briefly. But James Moody, Art Farmer, all those guys. And he, yeah.
The Heath Brothers, the whole Heath
yeah,
Brothers
right,
and
yeah,
the Eubank
yeah.
Brothers.
And
Jimmy
the Bryan
Heath.
Brothers.
Yes.
Right.
yeah, great
Ray
great families.
And Tommy, yeah.
Well, Rosetta Thorpe.
Oh, yeah. I'm really
Rosetta
yeah.
Thorpe. How, yes. about yeah. that? How about her, yeah. Greg?
Yeah,
yeah she
you
finally
know what?
Gets it, discovered, in a sense. It, yeah.
She's killer, and if you go there, I guess we need to talk about Solomon Burke.
Solomon Burke, yeah. yeah. yeah.
There's a lot of women we haven't talked about a ton, but Salt and Peppa, strong ones. If we expand the circle, we've got Patti Smith in South Jersey, Pink up the road.
Yeah, and, Pink is from Jersey.
But, yeah, so anyway.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
I can see the building. I can see
I
the building.
I can see it too, Marty.
It'd be great if they had concerts there as well, I mean, I have to say. You, well, you have concerts at,
yes.
at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Greg?
We do.
You do,
you do, I think. Yeah.
It's really important because our mission is to engage, teach, and inspire mm-hmm. through the power mm-hmm. of rock and roll. It's not just the stuff. It's not just the guitars mm-hmm. and the shoes. It's the music, and we need to hear it live.
And you have to have a restaurant these days in museums?
Oh.
yeah, that's getting operational on us. Let's stick to the music.
Okay, fair enough. yeah. Fair enough. Well, on that note, we do have to end our conversation. My thanks to all three of you for coming up with this long list. We didn't do justice to all of your selections, but you gave us a lot to think about and listen to and enjoy. So thank you very much for joining us. Greg Harris, thanks so much.
My pleasure. I would love to do this again sometime.
There's a lot more to talk about. He's a Philadelphia native, currently the president and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Deanna Williams, thank you so much for joining us,
Marty,
as well.
Marty, I've been a longtime listener. Absolutely love you. Thank you so much for having
me. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And you can listen to our guest. Check her out, Soulful Sunday, 100.3 Old School. And Francis Davis, thank you for joining us
Marty.
On Radio Times. And he's a music historian. Go to whyy.org/radiotimes and you can find out much more about this program, including carrying on the Facebook conversation we started yesterday about who should be in the Philadelphia Music Rock and Roll or Music Hall of Fame. Kevin Griffin, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, keeping up with us. The show produced by Susan Greenbaum, Debbie Bilder, Emily Bryant, and John Ahrens. I'm Marty Moscowen. Thank you so much for joining us.